to Petullo. Brandon Petullo now, right corner. Back up to Fritsch to reset the offense. 4:44 left in the fourth. From the right block, going for the shot is Petullo. No good. Rebound by Spatel. And that one's no good. Rebound in Deckerville. In transition, Kabosky up for the layup. This one's no good. And out of bounds, ugly ball.
We have a
timeout called by Deckerville. We'll return after this on the WLEW Sports Network. It's Ubley 34, Deckerville 22, 4:28 left in the fourth.
It's auto show time, and Thompson Chevrolet in Ubley is celebrating with one-of-a-kind deals. Hurry in and check out a 2015 Silverado 1500 LT 4x4 double cab with All-Star package. As low as $257 per month with no cash down. Or pack up the family in a 2015 Equinox LT, 32 miles per gallon with MyLink and Wi-Fi. As low as $208 per month, again with no cash down. Or drive in style with the latest 2015 Malibu LT as low as $199 per month. Or the 2015 Cruise LT as low as $189 per month. All with no cash down.
Payments based on a 36-month GM employee lease. Approved credit 10,000 miles per year. First payment, tax, title, and fees due at signing. See dealer for details.
To see the full inventory, visit GoThompsonChevrolet.com. Or better yet, stop in and let Rick, Dennis, Lee, Travis, and Jughead show you around the lot. Hurry in for auto show deals at Thompson Chevrolet, just north of Ubley on M19.
Getting out of the timeout, it's ugly ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. And it's stolen immediately by Dylan Petullo, coming down the lane. And here comes the defense back as he goes up for the shot. And we have a push from the sophomore Brandel. That'll be his first of the night. Second team foul for Ubley in this half. And going to the line for the first time tonight is number 14, Dylan Petullo. Deckerville on the night thus far is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. He shot one free throw in the third quarter. His first free throw is up and no good. It's still 34-22, Ubley by 12 with 4:20 left in the fourth quarter. Second free throw coming up, and this one's no good. Rebound, though, by the big man, Nathan Spatzel, to keep the possession alive. Diving into the lane is number 42, Brandon Petullo, and he gets fouled hard. He hits the ground hard as well, followed by number 44, Freddie Pallas, for Ubley. That's his first, team's third. At the line shooting two is Brandon Petullo. No points in the night, and the first free throw is good. That's the first made free throw for Deckerville on the night. They're now 1-for-4. 34-23. Deckerville cuts the lead down to 11 for Ubley. Second free throw coming for Petullo. This one's no good. And rebound, Ubley. Kurt Kabosky, point guard, over to the right wing, down to the corner to Lemke, trying to feed it into number 44, Freddie Pallas, and he can't hang on to this one. It's a turnover. Deckerville ball. Substitution for Ubley. Number 32, Jonathan Bisher, the difference maker tonight, with 12 points, checks back in, and he replaces Freddie Pallas. 34-23, Ubley by 11, Deckerville with the ball, into the right corner, down the baseline, is Colton Palmer. He's in for two, and he has five on the night. Back down to a 9-point lead for Ubley. Breaks the pressure, Jonathan Bisher, over to Brandel, left wing. Dribbles the top of the key, over to Kabosky, right wing. Into the corner to number 24, Cole Rogenbach, and it's nearly stolen, but Ubley hangs on to it. Players are falling all over the place as they feed it to Jonathan Bisher, diving to the lane. Nice give and go, nice finishing touch, and he's in for two. 36-25, Ubley back up by 11. Bisher with 14. 14 takes the shot for Deckerville. That's Dylan Petullo, can't make it. Offensive rebound for Deckerville. And that one's no good, and the ball's still loose, and we have a push, and it will be against number 53, Nathan Spatzel of Deckerville. That would be his fourth foul and the sixth team. Ugly ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Logan Lemke sits down. Mirop is back in.
First base is staying out there.
3:11 left in the fourth. 36-25, Ugly by 11. Brandel showing his speed off, going coast to coast. Kicks it back out to number 24. Cole Rogenbach for the jump shot. No good. Rebound Mirop, though. And into the hands of Kurt Kowalski. Kowalski over to Brandel. Mirop into the corner. Natives are getting wrestles here. Double team coming in the corner. And we have a timeout called by
Ubley.
Ken Pickla. And it's a full timeout. Ubley leading 36-25, 2:46 left in the fourth quarter.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Kurt Kowalski inbounds this for Ubley back to the top of the key to Brandel. Can't really hang on to it, and somehow Jonathan Bisher scoops it up. Kowalski left wing into the corner. Back to the top of the key to Brandel. 2.5 to play in the fourth. Into the corner to Cole Rogenbach. Brandel over to Mirop, right corner, back to Kowalski. They're practically playing hot potato with the ball right now.
Ubley wants to keep the ball in the hands of Kowalski.
And Deckerville's coming with the double team, and Jonathan Bisher's wide open, goes from down, striking down the lane, goes up for the two. He is fouled on the way up, and he's going to line for two shots. Fouls against Deckerville. That's the seventh team foul and the fourth against number 32, Colton Palmer. So Bisher staying alone amongst four white jerseys at the free throw line. First free throw is no good. Off the mark to the left. 36-25. Ubley by 11. 2:14 left in the fourth. You're listening to WLDW Sports with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney.
Yes, with 2 minutes to go, Deckerville needs to go ahead and start getting in the foul game.
Bisher.
Try to lengthen the game.
Second free throw is good for number 32. He has 15. Pressure coming from Ubley, and Mirop causes number 42 to travel. That's Brandon Petullo. Second turnover for Deckerville in this quarter, 13th of the night. Nathan Spatzel sits down for Deckerville. 2:10 left in the fourth. 12-point game. Kurt Kowalski inbounds it for Ubley on the far sideline. To Jonathan Bisher, top of the key. Now Cole Rungbuck, left wing, back up to Brandel, top of the key. Mirop gets the deflected pass, goes up for the layup, and this one's in for two. Mirop with five, and it's a 14-point lead, largest of the night. 39-25, Ubley. As Deckerville is trying to go in transition here, it's tipped out of bounds by Mirop, trying to feed it in to Zach Asher, the big sophomore. Deckerville ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. But Dylan Petullo inbounds this to the corner, and he gets right back, and they're going to say an offensive foul moving screen goes against Zach Asher. Kind of an odd foul to call at this time of the game. Haven't seen it all night.
Actually, probably could have called it travel.
So it's the first against Asher in the team's eighth. It's a ball control foul, so no free throws are shot, even though it's eight team fouls. Kowalski brings it up for Deckerville, or for Ubley, excuse me.
Deckerville, I foul right now.
Into the corner to Kowalski. excellent free throw shooter.